I am so jealous right now of Derek's hoodie. As soon as he changed, because he changes every
stand up
episode.
For us, everybody.
So
show us
it looks
hoodie.
New.
Yeah.
So you keep me like it now. Just wait. Hold on. Let me make sure you can see.
Yeah, look at that. Everything about that. The color is perfect. Yep. The design is perfect. And he said you got it, what, 2 years ago, Vera Beach?
Like 2 years ago. New.
I was at Vera Beach 2 years ago. I never saw it.
That's because I bought them all. And even though it's like 80 degrees here in Florida, I was like, okay, I'm still going to bring this hoodie because I think literally this is the last Disney piece that I have not worn on our show. So I'm like,
I'm going to look on eBay.
I love how the front, though, just has like the plain Disney Vacation Club logo. Like,
yeah,
all I've ever wanted in life is like that. Just a plain t-shirt like that, or just a polo or something. Like,
and I'm always about like with sweatshirts because I love sweatshirts. You got to have like wide, like wrist. So you can't be too tight. Like, I hate when they're too tight. So you got to be wide enough that I can pull it out.
Yeah. And it's such a beachy color.
As and if you I can't get it on eBay either.
To love Vero.
Not they even just, on eBay. Look at that.
No,
so we will have to get a Saratoga, Derek, not in order to get it.
How much?
Not a Vero Beach.
Although I'm not going to buy like a Bay Lake one if they had the same thing I wouldn't wear.
He had to get that dig in.
I
got to
do it.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of the DVC Show. I'm your host, Paul Krieger, and I'm joined this week by my lovely wife, Amy Krieger. We've got John Sicari, a.k.a. Big Fat Panda, with us.
Welcome home, guys.
Sweatshirt extraordinaire, Derek DeBoer.
Hey, now.
And the one, the only, Mr. Jeff Haslam.
Hey, everybody.
We'd never know how we're going to start these shows, but it always turns into something that I really, really like. And I hope that you guys listening and watching enjoy kind of these new kind of cold open concepts. Derek and I were just talking about this before we got started. I originally thought of it because I listened to Smartless, which is an awesome podcast. If you've not listened up to it. It's got Jason Bateman on it, Will Arnett. Who's the third one?
The guy that plays Jack on Will and Grace.
Oh, yeah. Sean Hayes.
Sean Hayes.
Oh, Sean Hayes. Yeah.
Terrible with names, but the three of them are great. And I also love, I feel like we should do this sometime for a round of shows, is that they always have like, so there's a guest with every show, but the other people on the panel don't know the guest. So like if I was bringing the guest in tonight, I would know who I'm bringing in as our guest, and I would introduce them, and then we would have like an hour long conversation. We need to do this. Like,
that would be fun. That'd be really fun.
Sounds pretty fun.
Who knows?
I need to check out this podcast too.
Yeah. It's a good show. Well, thank you folks for listening to.
Could you imagine my disappointment when you bring out the special guest and it's Jeff?
That was such That was the worst Jeff dig of all time.
Like, I feel personally attacked.
He's savage. He's savage.
That's bottom of the barrel. Yeah. Well, thank you folks for listening to this podcast, because you've been listening to it long enough that for some reason or another, we just keep doing it week after week after week. And here we are yet again. So thank you for listening. And if you just tuned in for the first time, you can expect more ramblings like this if you go back and watch previous episodes and listen to us in the future. So make sure you subscribe in whatever place that you do the podcasting stuffs, and you'll get more of this fun podcasting stuff. But this week we are talking about all things DVC on a budget, and this was an Amy Krieger topic idea.
Yep.
That's it. Good night.
He's like, yep.
I did an article a while back, and then I kind of revamped it for DVC Fan, and it was related to, you know, just free and cheap things to do at Disney. A lot of them were things I tried to find that didn't relate to going into the parks, you know, because park tickets can be very expensive. But there are some on here that do involve that. But basically, thinking about DVC, you know, DVC is meant to save money in the long run. And DVC members come in all, you know, all shapes and sizes. And some of us take multiple trips a year and just looking to get the best value, you know, a lot of times. So I just want to kind of take a deep dive into planning or having a DVC trip, doing a DVC trip on a budget, and what that might involve. So looking at things like transportation, what kind of things can you do that don't cost money? Where are cheap places to eat on property? So things like that.
We will try to run down the list here that you've got here over the course of the show. But before we get started, as always, please show some love for our sponsors of this and all of our DVC fan content, the world of DVC. DVC resale. No, you can't use that one. We retired that one. DVC resale. That looked terrible. That looked terrible. DVC resale market. If you're looking to buy or sell a Disney Vacation Club contract, they can help you with that contract purchase or sale. Monera Financial, where they will help you with financing the DVC resale contract purchase. And the DVC rental store, our logo is now a suitcase, not a thumb, where you can try before you buy, rent some DVC points, rent out your own DVC points for cash, swap DVC points. You know the drill. You guys have been showing tremendous love to those brands all along, and we continue to be very grateful for that because it allows us to do what we do. So please show some love for our sponsors. But getting into just cheap or budget-friendly thoughts, I thought we could start the show by just going around the room and talking about, you know, maybe something in the past that you've kind of done that has been top of mind when it comes to maybe saving a little bit of money, either at the Disney Vacation Club properties or at you know, the parks and resorts or something like that. And Derek, I'll let you kick things off for us.
Yeah, I mean, I've been a boardwalk owner for a really long time, like 20 plus years. And one of my favorite things to do, and it's always amazing to me when people don't realize that, like, the boardwalk area actually exists. So I talk to people all the time that I had no idea this area was actually here. And to be able to go out on the boardwalk at night is phenomenal. And I say this, yes, there's clubs you can go into. You can go into Jelly Rolls, which is like, you know, 20 some dollars, you know, to get in. They've got so much incredible free entertainment on the boardwalk between jugglers and, you know, all these people doing all kind of, you know, vaudeville acts out there. And it's all for free. And it's right on the boardwalk, right on Crescent Lake. It's incredible. And so I love the boardwalk at night. And again, you could be on the boardwalk at night, and then you could watch the fireworks go off at Epcot because you can see them right over there. It's just perfect. And odds are you can probably walk into Atlantic Dance for free, or they probably will pay you to come in.
We do all need to go to Atlantic Dance Hall and bust a move some night or something.
Let's do it.
Bust a hip, maybe. I don't know. Panda, you know, when you go to the parks or anything like that, anything that pretty frequently you're kind of like, I do this and it definitely saves me a lot of money.
I think it's a lot of food stuff, like literally bringing, you know, a quart of milk and cereal to the DVC resort.
I did not
that's my saving money.
I did not think we were going to go to milk and cereal. That's what I do.
That's way off.
Remind me never to vacation with Panda. I'll be like, what do you bring?
But you know what it is?
I brought wine.
Because I live here. No, I bring milk and I bring cereal. Because I live here, it just seems to be the thing to do. It saves you money on breakfast. You could even eat it for lunch. Bring an Uncrustable for dinner. But I do a lot of those little things.
I made fun of you at first, but I will say, just to back you up a little bit. So we did Old Key West in a one bedroom. And I actually did an article about this years ago for DVC Fan, but it was cooking in a one bedroom villa. And what you don't want to do is what I did, which is go to the gift shop at Old Key West and buy all of your ingredients for your cooking. Because went with, you know, the slim pickings that were available. I think we had eggs.
Overpriced with, slim pickings.
Yeah. Overpriced eggs with like deli meat ham. And
you could have just went to Olivia's and saved money.
I could have gone to Olivia's and saved money, but also just, you know, to your point, either bringing food with you or doing something like Instacart or, you know, Publix, having groceries delivered so that you can then cook in that one bedroom, two bedroom grand villa. You know, that is definitely going to save a lot of people money. We have a lot of articles actually over on DVC Fan about that. Actually, a series that was done about like various recipes and things like that, that you can cook and experiences that people have had. So, I think that's a good one.
You can knock the gift shop all you want, but we rode out Hurricane Ian at the Riviera, and we were so worried because it was our first hurricane, so we didn't know what to expect. The best meal I've ever eaten on Disney property to this day is the Kraft mac and cheese and tater tots that I bought at the gift shop and made in my room, hands down. So don't knock it too much.
Did you have a one bedroom or something? Good.
We did, yeah.
I think that was a situational thing.
I just wanted to make sure you weren't making Kraft mac and cheese and tater tots in a deluxe studio microwave or something. So
you could. If you were desperate.
But no.
They need an air fryer. That's the next
thing. We also went down to Primo Piatta. Is that the name of the quick service?
Yeah.
And bought like four of their flatbreads because we didn't know if the power was going to hold or whatever. So we had pizza and mac and cheese for days. We were set.
So pizza backup. I like it.
Yeah. I don't think it's budget. I don't think that was a budget friendly idea.
Not at all.
No. But it worked.
On that same topic though, just going over the general options, you know, obviously if you do food in your villa, you are going to save money, you know, even just something simple as breakfast bars for the morning. So you're not buying breakfast or, you know, whatever. But there are a variety of grocery delivery options for those of you that can't just pull your cereal milk out of the fridge and drive to Disney with it. You know, options like Kroger does delivery here in Florida. They actually just have a warehouse. We actually get the majority of our groceries from there.
I heard it's closing. Just today I read the Kroger warehouse is closing. I don't know if that's going to stop them from delivering in Florida, but the Kroger Florida is closing.
I'm going to be devastated if that is true.
Dead.
Let me look it up and make sure.
My Kroger Boost delivery pass is good until like 2026. So if that really happens,
oh my God,
they're going to be hearing from me.
That's going to be terrible.
Yeah, that's our main grocery source.
Also on that list, you also had related to grocery delivery, alcohol delivery, which, you know, I think we priced this out before, and Sheffahofa, the grapefruit Hefeweizen, that is sold all over property. You should know this beer. If you don't, it's, you know, it's basically juice. It's not, it shouldn't, Derek would not, Derek would not classify it as a beer.
I was just going to say, don't not even call that a beer.
It's the only beer I drink.
Like 0.007%.
I am going to have to look into that and maybe
they
we'll
said
be
despite
fine.
All the business, it didn't meet the benchmarks that they needed.
What? I order like every other week.
What are you going to do?
And he's like, but
I'm
going to
eat again now.
We're going to starve.
The Kriegers are moving back to West Virginia.
Okay, don't go that far. let's calm down.
But yeah, in terms of like the price of that, like I think it's like $11, $12, $13 for a beer on property, and you can get a 4-pack for that price and get it delivered.
Alcohol at Disney on Disney property is very expensive. And in a lot of cases, I'm starting to really realize like you can get an alcohol drink for the same price as an entree as some quick service restaurants. You know what I mean? So alcohol is very expensive. It adds up. So if you avoid buying alcohol at restaurants, or, you know, you just have a drink on your balcony in the evening and you Instacart it, or Walmart delivery or Dizzy Dolphin, you have all sorts of grocery delivery options, apparently not Kroger soon, but you have all these options that can help you, you know, just in general, save money.
Which is kind of funny too, because I've looked, because I'm a beer and a wine guy. So, but the beer is insanely expensive. Even if you go to a gift shop to look to buy a 6-pack, I think the last time I checked at Disney, it was like $117 for like a 6-pack just to be able to buy it from like a gift store. Then you look and you go, you can get a bottle of wine. It's not that crazy overpriced. So it's not insane, meaning you probably are better off getting wine, and it's not that big of a difference, but man, the beer will just absolutely kill you.
Mixed drinks too. Mixed drinks are insane.
And bottles of vodka. Yeah, it's insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jeff could just bring his Bartesian.
Okay. I'm not even paying attention to anything you guys are talking about over this Kroger news right now. The article says that they're closing three facilities, San Antonio, Miami, Dallas? No, Austin. Austin. So it sounds like we may be in the clear for now.
Another facility, ours is in Groveland. It's actually over by Panda, I think.
Both the Dallas and Groveland facilities will continue to operate.
Yes!
Oh, nice! Okay.
We just talked about this the other day. We're about to start this because Publix is too expensive.
Kroger's awesome. Use the coupons. By the way, this is for anyone. If you are shopping on Kroger for your delivery to a Disney resort,
not sponsored,
go through the coupons, the e-coupons, and make sure you add the ones that are relevant. And it is Publix is really expensive. And the other thing is for anyone that's at Disney all the time and maybe will benefit from the boost, which is free delivery. So instead of paying $10 per delivery, you get a whole year of delivery. Boost is $59 a year. On Black Friday, they had a special where Boost was $29 for a year. So even though I had just renewed, I was able to renew again for that $29. So now we're clear out to like 2026.
Yeah.
Wow. If they were closing, she was going to have strong words with customer service. I was going to be
getting that money back.
Yeah, the article just says Florida. They should say it's not going to be. Yeah,
it was Miami.
Click Panda bait. Got clickbaited is what happened there.
He did. some other things, just general thoughts. And this actually, this came to me from Jeff when we did our show about the Disney dining plan. And if you're not on a dining plan and you're looking for the cheapest way to eat out, breakfast is by far the cheapest, you know, on property, you know, at most places, especially like a la carte breakfast versus a la carte dinner or lunch. But so that's a thought, like maybe you go out for a nice big breakfast and then you have dinner in your villa or, you know, something like that. It could be a way to still enjoy Disney restaurants, but save some money.
Also on the kind of the general front you mentioned here, just in terms of transportation, you've got, you know, obviously you have mirrors now, you've got ride share, you have other options and comparing those options. But also something that we've learned is, you know, it's very rare in some of these cases that some of these options offer any discounts or offer any promotions, but be on the lookout for those things, like kind of do your research, type in like Mears discount, Mears promote, like do your Googling to see if those things exist. A great one we talked about recently on a show is the Brightline train that runs from Miami all the way to Orlando. And depending on when you buy it, it can be half off. And so you want to, with any of these type of promotions, really look into options. And I would couple that with, if you're looking at like ride share, so Uber, Lyft, and things like that, also look at credit card options, because a lot of different rewards credit cards will offer, I believe, like one of my American Express cards that I have offers like so much in Uber credit per month that really can help cut down on that cost. So the card might have an annual fee, and this is even a broader, you know, topic of just saving money and budgeting, but don't get blown away by the annual fees that some credit cards have, because when you start to add up the benefits involved in that credit card, it really pays for itself very quickly, and you're making money before you know it on a lot of those points and a lot of those rewards.
And just on the topic of transportation and seeing what is the best and most affordable option for your family, definitely always price it out. I would tell you to go on Lyft and Uber's websites and just look during the time that you feel like you might be riding to your resort and see, you know, what are the average prices around that time. Mears right now is $33.60 for a round trip from your resort to MCO and then back to MCO, or vice versa, you know, round trip resort to airport. $33.60 for adults, $27.30 round trip for children age 3 to 9. I'm assuming under 3 is free, but you know, that's more like if you're individual, that's cheaper than taking a Lyft or an Uber. If you've got 4 people, it might be cheaper that you can fit 4 people in a Lyft or Uber for less. So just always look at that, because what is going to be the best value for you is going to depend on your family and your situation and your needs.
Yep. Jeff, correct me if I'm wrong on this next one, but you're pretty, I feel like if you're a Disney Vacation Club member, you're big into this, but saving on discounted gift cards is huge too.
Definitely.
To kind of help with your vacation or your dues or anything like that.
Yeah. And always keep an eye out for those deals as well. I mean, Target with your red card, you always get 5% off gift card purchases, but places like Costco and BJ's, sometimes those discounts are even heavier, especially around Christmas time. If you're using gift cards to pay your dues, or just, we stopped doing the dining plan years ago, and we put money every month on a gift card. I've got my Star Wars one that's metal, that's permanent, that I carry with me all the time.
It is the coolest gift card.
And we just, that's what we used to pay for our meals because there's always balance on there. Dude, wait till you see this gift card. I'm going to find it.
Yeah, you could find it.
But yeah, yeah, it's, we just renewed our BJ's membership. There's a Groupon for that right now. It's $20 for the year instead of 60. So
yep. There's also
I didn't even know Groupon was still a thing.
Yeah, there's also a discount for teachers sometimes.
Thought it got Kroger'd.
If you're an educator, look for BJ's membership discounts.
Kriegered. It got Kriegered.
Oh. And speaking of gift cards, I would also add, you know, don't just think about Disney gift cards. Think about all, look how shiny and pretty.
It's metal. Isn't that wild?
Look at that. Cover it. Cover it.
That's a gift card.
Oh, I gotta go scan it right now.
It was way too blurry for someone to see.
Yeah, you can get that at Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. The gift card's $5, and then you have to put $100 on it. But
then you have a nice souvenir.
And then you have it forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you don't want to lose it.
As I was going to say, though, also think about gift cards that are not necessarily Disney. So, you know, a great gift that you and I have gotten our moms over the years now that we're in Florida is Southwest gift cards. And so, you know, take advantage of deals related to the other kind of travel things that you're doing, because those are going to be things that, you know, you need gift cards for as well. So flights, you know, transportation, food, meals, that kind of stuff. So
I was at BJ's on Saturday and they had Lyft or Uber. It was Uber gift cards for 10% off. So that's another.
Oh, that's really good deal.
Yeah, perfect. Last on Amy's general list here is take advantage of Moonlight Magic and other free events for qualifying members.
Yeah, I mean, that's if you're a qualifying member and you can go to Moonlight Magic and it's available during your trip, definitely try to get it for your whole party if you're able. And that's, you know, you could avoid buying a park ticket that day. You can get in early. You know, I think we did the math and it's about 8 hours in the park if you actually go in, you know, as early as they allow you in, because you're allowed in before Moonlight Magic starts. So that's always something you definitely want to take advantage of, since it is technically free, as long as you're staying on property and you get in with your membership.
Derek said Moonlight Magic was the best experience in the parks he's had in the last 20 years. Yeah. So
exactly. And if you happen to be there and see me, you might get one of these,
which he gave out, and free snacks, you know, so you can't really beat that too.
Yeah. Derek really enjoyed some French fries as well.
His favorite type
he
of
did fight. he did
enjoy them. Yeah.
I did. It was a great event. It was my first one, but I can tell you it was super fun. You're with amazing friends, and then you're with awesome Disney Vacation Club members. The wait times are super low and they get even lower the later the night goes on. But yeah, it was just a fantastically fun time. So yeah, it was awesome. It was great.
Moving into the next section of kind of budget friendly things, Amy kind of put together a list of free or cheap entertainment examples. And the first that actually you threw on here is funny because Disney actually just highlighted this. Disney Vacation Club actually put out a video highlighting some of the offerings around Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort.
Makes sense.
Because obviously they need to try to sell more points there because they're not selling. And so the first option on your list here was Tri Circle D Ranch, which is free to explore and roam around. And pony rides for children are only $10. And we have gone there twice now and had, you know, just a wonderful time walking around, seeing everything. We got actually invited back one time by a cast member to kind of see a little bit behind the scenes.
Yeah. And we talked about this a little bit during like our things to do outside the parks. So if you haven't seen that video, but just it's free, you know, take your kids over. It's not huge, but you know, if they like seeing animals and horses, you know, it's cool. It's a great little option that doesn't cost any extra. Unless you buy a pony ride.
That's my
Animal Kingdom.
My 2024 bucket list is a pony ride with Jeff Passan.
There is a height limit, unfortunately. I think you might be just a tad too tall.
The Animal Kingdom infrared glasses, do they charge you for that, or is that a free thing?
Yeah, that's an extra. It's a little bit pricey, like in the 80-ish dollar range. Okay. I didn't put it on my list since it was.
She didn't put it on the budget.
I'm sticking for cheap, free, or low cost.
If you want to actually, a funny thing our friend Phil Murphy did a long time ago on DVC Fan was He did a series called Ballin' or Budget, compared the two extremes. And I feel like Canada, that would fall into the ballin' trip. Also on your list of free or cheap entertainment examples that I definitely know we need to do on our next trip is foot golf at Disney's Oak Trail, because I've never really been good at soccer or football, whatever you want to call it. This just sounds like an hilarious adventure for all of us.
It sounds fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need to do that.
I like it.
$25 to $35 depending on the season, and 25% off for those under 18. So pretty reasonable. do you know like what? Oh, I just answered that question. Never mind.
That sounds like a good sport for me.
Real golf.
I can definitely kick.
And I think they do DVC discounts at the golf courses too. So
do you have to bend a lot, or can you kick a lot? Because I can kick a lot.
No, I think you just have to kick. I didn't include DVC discounts or AP discounts on any of these prices. So
Derek looks so concerned about this idea. Could be cheaper. Like,
I just have a lot of thoughts because it sounds like really fun. It sounds like, oh my God, that sounds amazing. And it'd be really fun for like the first hole. And then you realize, oh my God, I got to do this for like another 18 hole. Like, no way. It's like pancakes. Like, pancakes sound like a great idea. Then they come to the table and you eat like 3 bites and you're like, ugh.
I just wanted one.
There is no truer statement ever been said. Like,
I've never
verbalized eating pancakes, but that's exactly what happens every time I eat pancakes.
Yeah. The craving goes down after the first bite.
I'm really going on a tangent now. Bob Evans used to have like this fit breakfast meal where it was like the perfect combination of sweet and savory, because that's my obstacle at breakfast is it's like, I do want a little sweet, but mostly I think I want savory. So how do we mesh those?
No. You have a pancake with a little bit of syrup. You have some eggs, you have some bacon. Takes care
exactly.
of
exactly. That's what
three,
that meal
three
was.
Button bacon. Three button bacon, right?
Three button bacon.
Anyways.
And then you top it off with some foot golf. That's what you do.
Amy hates us today. She's over us.
No. The mini golf, I think, is also pretty cheap. Winter Summerland or Fantasia Gardens, $19 per adult, $12 per child, 3 to 9. And Jeff, do they do discounts at those?
They do. And I mean, for Disney, that's cheap, but if mm-hmm. you have a car or want to Uber, yeah. there are some excellent miniature golf courses just off property that are like half that much money.
Oh, wow. Are they as themed up, Jeff? They're as themed up as the Disney ones?
There's one, I can't remember the name of it, but it's on Erlo Bronson Memorial right outside Animal Kingdom area. Friggin' fantastic. It is really,
oh, it's like
really
a jungle
cool.
thing? Like
yeah,
a jungle?
Yep. Yep.
We got to go to that.
Well, that's good. That's good information. What else do we have here, Polly? Oh, it's free to go to Animal Kingdom Lodge and check out the Savannah. So you asked about the night vision glasses. Obviously, that's expensive, but just going, there's multiple Savannah overlooks at Jumbo House yeah. has, I think, three different overlooks. Kadani has one. So
we've said
if you
this
have your own binoculars, bring them.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. We've said this on so many shows too in the past, just resort hopping, walking around the resorts, checking out the walking trails. That's going to be huge in terms of just something fun for you and your family to do. If you've never explored some of these other resorts, it might give you inspiration for the future of a nice add-on contract or someplace that you might want to stay within that 0 to 7 month window. So, you know, all of that, you know, just head to the resorts and check out all that they have to offer. Derek, you already mentioned one on here, the Boardwalk Nightly Entertainment, things to do around Boardwalk. Even if you're just walking along the Boardwalk and seeing the performers. Like
some of those little acts are so good.
They're so good. And even if you don't want to pay the money to go into Jelly Rolls, then there's like benches. You can like sit outside and you can still hear the piano players inside Jelly Rolls if you want. But just being in that atmosphere and just, you could literally have a whole night of just kind of strolling
yes.
around between that
yes.
and going to the Boardwalk and going to the beach club and going to the yacht club, all of that for free. And again, you can watch the fireworks and everything from right there. It's a whole other world that many people don't know about, but those people that know that world, They love that world, and that's why they buy the
2040. Now, this may be controversial, but couldn't you also take a free ride on the gondola if you're at the boardwalk?
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's not controversial at all. No, you could.
I mean, some people may say, you know, don't use the system if you're not using it for transportation. Yeah, I don't agree. I think you can.
No.
It's never really that crowded.
I took my mom, not this time around, but last time that she was in town, we didn't have park tickets. And we went and had breakfast at Yacht Club at Aeon Compass. And then I wanted her to see some of the resorts. And so we walked around Beach Club and Yacht Club and Boardwalk, but then we got on the Skyliner and I took her out to Art Animation because it's just so cute. And I agree. And she really liked walking around and seeing like the Cars area and the Nemo area. So yeah, you can certainly, you know, just take a ride out to Caribbean Beach, Riviera, you know.
And some of the Caribbean resorts, Beach. I mean, always keep in mind too, that like, you know, especially the Epcot resorts and the Magic Kingdom resorts, you can't just kind of pull up and drive. If you're not staying there, unless you have a dining reservation or something else, you can't just say, oh, I'm just here because, you know, Panda told me it'd be super cool if I did this. They're probably not going to let you in. So you want to make sure that you have, you know, at least a dining reservation or something else so you can get in. We just want to set up the expectations.
Right.
Right. Or you, if you are staying on property, use Disney transportation because it is free, you know.
Then that's totally fine. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, that is a good point. And that was actually like a disclaimer in my article. It's like, you need, you know, you can't just drive up and park at any of these resorts at any time.
Another nice thing about the gondolas, if you go to that central area by the Caribbean Beach, there's a Joffrey's and wonderful bathrooms. Mm-hmm. So it's not like you're stuck. You actually can take a breather, get a nice coffee or something to eat, and then get back on.
Yep.
It's cute. Well, and speaking of, do you want to know a fun fact, which I will tell you whether you want to know it or not, is that I have never ever been on the Skyliner. Never.
Is there a reason or is it what? Are you scared of it?
No. I've just never had a reason to be on it. So I've never been on it. So I think at some point we're gonna have to do like a DVC.
Yeah, that's something to film for Patreon.
We're gonna put him on the Skyliner.
I'm blown that's away right now.
Patreon. I don't even know what to think anymore.
Nope.
Derek, call me next week. Let's plan a Skyliner ride.
Jeff,
I'm not kidding.
Before that mind-blowing thing, what were you going to say?
I don't even know if I can focus anymore. That just is crazy to me. I park at Hollywood Studios just so I can use the Skyliner. Anyway, we were talking about Boardwalk and the entertainment at night and stuff, but something that people don't often equate with going to Disney that is a free thing at night is the live music at Disney Springs, and it's gotten better and better and better, but like House of Blues has an outdoor place, Splitsville. I can't remember the name of the other one that's right there by the movie theater has an outdoor place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then the main stage by World of Disney. And then there's that other little one by the Margarita Bar, like Friday, Saturday, especially there's always really good live music going on. You can go and grab a drink and just kind of hang out. Doesn't cost much. So
great point.
Absolutely.
Derek, you mentioned this one too, just briefly, fireworks from outside the parks at the boardwalk. You just did Narcoossee's recently as well and got to do the fireworks from kind of dining outside of Narcoossee's and said how awesome that was.
It was awesome. It was like, I had not done that in so long because a lot of times I stay at the Poly because my beloved Poly, but this time was our first time eating at Narcoossee's. It was amazing. And then the servers understand that, hey, it's almost fireworks time. So everybody go outside. They pump in the music perfectly. It was just sensational. It was just happily ever after. It was awesome. So yeah, I love that more than sometimes watching it from the Poly Beach. So when you're staying at the Poly and you can watch it from there, sometimes the sound can be a little muffled. Sometimes it can get super, super crowded. But at Narcoossee's, it's not overwhelmingly crowded. So it was just a perfect place to watch the fireworks. I loved it.
And if you're not eating at Narcoossee's, you can go down to the dock there at Grand Floridian. Yeah. You can also see the fireworks from like the little patio area where people eat outside at Gasparilla's. So there's all those options. Obviously the Polynesian, the path, there's no music here, but the path between Grand Floridian and Polynesian, when it's open, you can see fireworks. So there are definitely options. Contemporary, there's free, what is the area there outside of the Contemporary? It's just like on the main level there.
Right outside by the gift shops.
Yeah, that's a free spot.
The bridge, that you could, the breezeway.
Yep. You can see them from the bridge between Bay Lake and
Contemporary. Well, the new Power Tower at least will have good fireworks views. I never thought of that. It's going to look good from that tower.
Should be very nice from the tower.
Yeah.
Were you worried that place was going to be kind of shabby?
No, I just didn't think of the view because there's not a lot of positives right now about that building, but the firework viewing is going to be beautiful.
Yeah.
The next section that you had here, Amy, was cheap extras kind of in and around the parks. These are things that people are, you know, a little bit off the beaten path that people might not think of, whether or not it's something that's kind of an add-on within the parks. But they are cheaper options to kind of do something that's a little bit different. Your first one here, I loved when we did it, Behind the Seeds tour at Epcot in the Living with the Land Pavilion. So if you love the ride Living with the Land and kind of everything as you go through that ride, this Behind the Scenes tour allows you kind of an up close and personal view of it with a guide that takes you through the ride on foot and allows you to see the vegetables and learn a little bit about all of the unique stuff.
And I added that one because it is the cheapest tour that there is. You know, if you're looking at just a little extra special tour, the Keys of the Kingdom, all that, those are pretty expensive.
How much is Behind the Seeds?
Behind the Seeds ranges from $39 to $45 a person.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I've never done that.
So. When we did it, it was $20. So I feel like inflation has caught up, but it still remains one of the most cost efficient extras, you know, that you can do.
Yep.
And it's all the vegetables you can eat, right? Like
they let you try the cucumber. You don't have to jump off the boat and grab it or anything, but I think that's about it. I don't think it's like a buffet or anything.
Jeff's already dealing with a FERPTA. He doesn't need a cucumber.
You had on here, utilize standby lines for Epcot festival concerts. Jeff, you hit up the festival concerts pretty frequently. Have you done this?
I don't ever do the standby line because you're not guaranteed to get in, especially if for some of the more popular ones.
So you're more ballin' when it comes to this? Yeah.
We do the dining one. You say ballin', but like I feel like you got to eat anyway, so it's not that much more to have a nice meal and good seats.
For not those, if you brought your milk and cereal.
That's true.
Listen, I brought my cereal, but I bought the milk. Just saying.
It is possible to use the standby lines. Obviously, like Jeff said, you know, you're not the first in like the dining package people are. You're not guaranteed a spot. But we did utilize standby for the Candlelight Processional this year because we didn't feel like doing the dining package. And we did get the good spots to see. One of the benefits of these concerts is that there are multiple time slots. So they'll play at like this time, then a couple hours later, you know what I mean? And the same thing with Candlelight Processional. So if you're willing to wait in line and you don't want to pay for a dining package, you know, even if like go to like the early one, if you don't make it into that one, then you're in line and you're going to be one of the first for the next concert. So that's just a thought. But there are a lot of like free little game things outside of, you know, just riding rides and stuff throughout the parks. And one of the ones I really want to do, because I see people doing it, is that DuckTales World Adventure Showcase.
I want to do this so bad.
Yeah. And it's free. You do it from your phone. And it took the place of that Agent P one that used to be there. And I just always see cool things happening and moving around in the World Showcase. So we're going to have to try that one soon.
Were you going to continue with the other games?
What was the one where you had to actually get a photo? Was that Kim Possible?
Kim Possible.
Kim Possible. Wow, we're dating ourselves now.
Perry the Platypus, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It was way back when. That's old school.
They gave you an iPod Touch.
Yeah.
Oh, did they?
They checked
wow.
you went out and yeah.
Wow. Yeah. There are other free games.
Yeah, you've got the Pirates Adventure, Treasures of the Seven Seas. That's free at Magic Kingdom. Wilderness Explorers at Animal Kingdom, and then Kidcot Fun Stops at Epcot, in addition to the DuckTales World Showcase Adventure.
Yeah. So. And a lot of people don't know this. Also, there is a free animation class called the Animation Experience. If you're already, you know, at Animal Kingdom, it is at the Conservation Station.
There's so much fun.
Yeah, there's also one at DCA too, but that's always cool. They always do different. They teach you how to draw different characters. So that's always a great option. That's just something unique and doesn't cost any extra.
I feel so gluttonous because I just went to the Grand and just sat by the pool and drank.
since we're talking about DVC, I mean, Aulani too has... that is it the Menehune Trail or something where you get the iPad. Go around and discover the things. We did that one day. That was really fun.
Yeah. And DVC in general, I always say before your trip, hop over to the Disney Vacation Club website and look at all of like the extras and things that are available on there. A lot of them are direct extras, but like there's things like sunrise yoga at the boardwalk. And I know they do that out in California too at Disneyland. So like there's all of these like movies. Little things.
Movies. The movies.
Yep.
Movies.
Yeah. Basically I think every resort is doing movies now. Yeah. Like
I know, but still it's free.
But it's something fun to wind down the evening if it's not a crazy park day.
And the kids think it's a big deal too. They love it.
Yeah. Yes. Normally they have s'mores accompanying that and you know other things going on. Other games and activities. So
Chippendale
so
is out over at Fort Wilderness.
Yeah. So much to do at the resorts. So any other last activities before I head into Amy's final?
Real quick. We talked, you know, a little bit about Universal in a couple of our shows, but Universal SeaWorld Busch Gardens, they've stepped up their festival game lately as they're trying to compete with Epcot. Right now, at the time of filming, it's April or end of March. What day is it? I don't even know anymore. SeaWorld's doing the Seven Seas Lagoon dining situation. Same kind of thing as Epcot. There's booths with different things to go around, but they also have free concerts on the weekends. Mm-hmm. I think Ludacris is this weekend. Yeah. So it's, you know, and Busch Gardens does it. And then Universal Mardi Gras has free concerts as well. And they're free. Like,
yeah.
You just
included with your park ticket. But
right.
But yeah. Universal's Mardi Gras has had some good ones in the past. We saw Sticks there, and they're one of my favorites. But yeah, it's always check into those concerts that are part of the being at those parks. Because there you could actually see a concert that you've been wanting to see without having to pay, you know, an extra concert ticket. You're going to the park anyway, or you know.
Yeah. The last section that you actually had here for us were some cheap dining examples around property. So we did talk earlier about, you know, cooking in your DVC villa or bringing milk and cereal with you or things like that. But you put together a small list of just like some cheaper quick service or fast options as you go through the parks. A lot of these focus around Disney Springs, where you can see probably some of the cheaper options on property. Earl of Sandwich, all sandwiches are either $7.99 or $8.99. You can also get a cup of soup for $2.99.
Yeah, Earl Sandwich is such
a
good value.
That's a great deal.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, incredible
soup
values.
Soup and sandwich is filling.
And they're good. Yeah. Like, it's good sandwiches and good food. Mm-hmm. Like, this is like if Amy and I debate at all over where we're going some night,
we
just
Earl.
End up at Earl of Sandwich because it's just like, you know, you're going to get a good meal.
Satisfies everybody. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Another great one, and I know people should be familiar with this because it's kind of nationwide, Blaze Pizza. So build your own pizza for $11.95. You know, where else on property are you going to get a pizza for $12?
With as many toppings as you want.
And, yeah. You know, that's been our go-to recently for Run Disney races. So like before a half marathon or something, we'll hit up Blaze Pizza at Disney Springs and carb load a pizza before the next morning. And it kind of does the trick.
Yeah. The next two I added, I just thought that they were some of the best deals when it comes to like a full meal. Like Creperie de Paris, which is the newer sit-down crepe restaurant in France and Epcot. They have a prefix menu. It is $39.95 a person, and you get to choose either the soup of the day or a salad. You get a savory crepe, and then you get a dessert crepe, and you also get Like a hard cider, which is alcohol, or a soda, or a juice, all for $39.95 for one person. Wow. So like appetizer, entree, dessert, and a drink. So that's pretty good. If you were to price those out individually, they do add up to more than that, like $43 to $50 something. So that prefix menu I've always thought was a really good deal. And the Polite Pig has a butcher board for two people. It's $44. So we're talking $22 a person. And you get four different kinds of meats. I didn't list them all out, but it was like sausage and this and that and this. So four meats, two sides, two cornbreads, coleslaw, and house-made pickles. It is a whole giant board. Wow. Paul and I have shared it before. It's delicious. It's plenty for two people. And I mean, that's, you know, $44 to feed two people at Disney is pretty cheap. And you can, you know, Polite Pig can kind of feel more like a sit-down restaurant, even though it's a quick service. We actually, when we ate this, we sat at the bar, and, you know, it was just like being at any kind of restaurant. So
yeah, the La Creperie, when we ate there the first time and that was the price, I said to myself right away, I was like, there's no way this remains the price. This has to increase because it just felt too reasonable to be at Disney.
For like, a table service.
Like
restaurant.
You look at a bill when you're at Disney and you're like, nah, yeah, I'm at Disney. But then like if something comes in lower than you expected, you're like, what just happened? Like, you know, so I think those are great examples. Any other food examples or anything else you guys can think of around property?
I mean, the Boathouse, if you got the filet mignon sliders, I know they've changed a little bit. You still get out of there with tip and a good meal for like under $27.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad.
I think now that they brought back the sliders over at the Cruise Cup Lounge, which are hands down one of the best things you'll ever eat your whole entire life. They were gone for years and years, and I just curled up into a ball and cried for the last few years when they were gone. Now they're back. They're literally sensational, so it's great. You can go there. Basically, I think they're open like starting at like noon, I think. So you can go there and get those. It's phenomenal. Those are fantastic and will not break your bank.
Mm-hmm. Another thing that I found like when I was just looking through pricing and stuff is that a lot of the pool bars, their food is somewhat cheaper than you would find, you know, some of the other places.
Oh, the other thing, every park has a Starbucks. If you wanted to save money and you wanted to eat a little something, you could get your breakfast sandwich that you normally would get at Starbucks for $5 or $6 and take care of a meal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this is not, I would not call this budget friendly by any means, but if you've done the Disney dining plan, speaking of Starbucks, I think you can get any, like it basically for a snack credit, you can get like any coffee drink or anything like that at Starbucks. And like in terms of the add-ons or the additions to that drink, like I've seen people post on Instagram and stuff like that. They've made like $30, $40 drinks essentially after all of the add-ons and stuff like that. But you know, based off of the qualification, it, you know, it counts as a snack. So that'll probably ruin it for all of us eventually. There'll be more limitations in the future. But I think that's, you know, a great option. You know, there's some great options.
Yeah.
There.
Something else that reminded me of is I primarily drink water most of the time. So it's besides the fact that it's usually cheaper free, it's just better for you. But anytime you're in a park, you can go into a quick service restaurant and you can get free water. And there are a couple places that you probably don't even know to look, especially at Epcot, for example, that just have like water available and sitting and ready for you to take. In Germany, if you walk back by into Summerfest, which is the little quick service in Germany, they have trays already like set up of pre-made water cups for you to just grab and go. And something I saw like this past weekend is if you walk into Spice Road Table, they have a big water like thing where you pour it yourself. So you can go in there if you're thirsty and out of Epcot and just get free water really easily. You know what I mean? So there's always like little places like that if you just know where to look.
Well, there you go. All of our budget friendly ideas. And I'm sure there are a million more that you guys have thought of. So please,
put in the comments, you know, anything that you've done around the parks over the years that has helped save you a little bit of money, because every dollar goes a long way. It can go towards your annual dues or that next add-on itis contract. So, you know, so many different options when it comes to saving money over the years, and it adds up for sure. And it just makes kind of the Disney inflation aspect of things a little bit more manageable as the prices continue to go up around the parks and everything. But that is going to do it for this week's episode of the DVC show. I hope you enjoyed it, and we will see you as always next Monday.
Bye, everybody.